Welcome back to the third session, or should I say the second part of Trust. Just to review, we've talked about character. Today, we're going to be talking about competence. But as we continue on with the other five C's of Trust, so you know these, confidence, credibility, and of course, congruence. Now, competence is, let's say, your knowledge, your ability, your intelligence in a particular subject area. True competence comes from a lifelong learning and experience. That's the bottom line. But competency, you have to understand, exists on many levels. When we're observing someone from a distance, or when we're in a meeting, meeting them for the first time, or our experience with them is very limited, we subconsciously perceive and assign them a certain competency level. Now, these are assumptions, I know that, but they're based on external things such as title, position, height, how they dress, their demeanor, the car they drive, the decor of their home or their office, how they talk, tone of voice, how they carry themselves, or even things like the electronic devices they use. Now, these are those initial impressions where we judge, but it's important to understand that when you need to get trust, when you need to influence somebody, all these factors matter. But the key here is, do you possess true competence? Understand this knowledge, this intelligence, this ability is not necessarily real, it's perceived. Now, hopefully it is real. And you could be the smartest person out there. You could be the best expert out there, but if nobody knows it, if nobody can see it, if nobody thinks it's true, it doesn't matter. I mean, really, can you really do what you say you can do? Can you deliver? Does your audience think you have the skills and knowledge and the resources? Again, whether you have these or not, whether you have this competence or not, all comes down to perception. Remember, you are the expert. You should know more than 99% of the people out there about your specialized field or subject or service, whatever it is. Start acting like it. And when you start acting like it, and when you come across that way, it will increase your trust. Now, part of this perception and strengthening your competence is understand some of the external things like your degree or degrees, your professional standing. Maybe you have affiliations with respected organizations, or organizations, more importantly, that they respect. Publications, website, reputation, external surroundings. Do you have definite opinions, or are you type of the person that's wishy-washy, especially in your field of expertise? One of the key ways to keep your competency on track is to be a lifetime learner. We consider others to be competent when they see them continually learning and advancing their training and education. I can remember going to a computer store, right? I needed a product. I needed some help. But when I realized I knew more, and I didn't know that much, than the rep did about the product, then when they had that cover up their lack of knowledge, and they tried to bluff their way, you know, that really destroyed the trust. Learn to become the best in your field. Demonstrate you know your area of expertise. Consider your personal development program. This is very important to understand. Did you know that 58% of the U.S. population never reads another book after high school? Did you know 42% of college graduates never read another book? 80% of U.S. families did not buy or read a book last year. And 70% of U.S. adults have not been in a bookstore in the last 5 years. There's a direct correlation between your personal development program, not only in your income, but also in your competence and your perceived competence. Here's how it goes. When we talk about your personal development, it's important to understand how fast you want success and how much time do you have. There are those that say, well, I'll figure it out on my own. And I already know that's cost you millions of dollars. That's not how successful people think. Think about it. Every challenge, every obstacle you're going to face in life, someone's already figured it out. So why do you need to figure it out? You tell your teenagers not to figure it out, and you're doing the same thing. Really? Figure it out on your own? Is that how successful people do it? If Donald Trump had a problem, would he figure it out on his own? Would he go find the cheapest person possible? No, it's all about return on investment. Don't figure it out on your own, especially if it's very important to you. Well, the next is books and audio. But the chances, and this is hard to say as an author, that you not only buy a book, okay, but read it from cover to cover and apply just one thing from it is less than 1%. But there's a time and place for that. Then you have seminars, 2, 3, 4 days face-to-face, a lot of success. And of course, the quickest is having a coach or having a mentor. Which one should you use? All of them. I'll figure it out on my own. Let's talk about that one. Bought a lathe for my son. He wanted to make a bat. He wanted to make some bowls. We figured out on our own. We went through a lot of wood, destroyed a lot of things, had a lot of fun. Really didn't matter. Books and audio. Pretty good start. Again, you can't learn to play basketball by reading a book, but there's some great things you can learn to get ready to play basketball. Seminars, you can learn to play basketball. There's something about the people you meet and the synergy there. And the quickest way is having that coach and that mentor. And that's the key there. As you grow and develop, is eventually you'll coach and you'll mentor, and you always get coach and mentor. That's how the process works. That's the key thing of personal development, understanding exactly how it works. And here's another benefit. You ready? Harvard study shows that those who are learning and growing every day, they're more optimistic about life. They're more enthusiastic about where they're going and what they're going to accomplish. But those who aren't learning and growing every day become very negative, pessimistic, doubtful about themselves and their future. So not only motivational, but contrary to popular belief, what you don't know will hurt you. The world knowledge base is doubling every 6 years. You have to stay educated. Do you want your brain surgeon or heart surgeon, your doctor or lawyer? They went through their school and they just finished learning? No, we're learning all the time. That's true with every profession. I'd recommend always listen to CDs in your car. Put educational materials on your iPod. Turn off the TV. Those are things that you can do right now to really help yourself out. Reinvest in yourself. And the challenge thing is the more you learn, the more you realize that you need to learn. And those who aren't learning and watching a lot of TV think they know everything. It's just one of the ironic things in life, but that's just how it is. In fact, I was called in to do a training. This company hired 10 people. They were training. They're only going to keep 5. They wanted to know which 5 to keep. Called me up, asked me a few questions. I said, I know. I'll tell you exactly who will stick around and who you need to spend your time with. So I came in, trained 10 people on goal setting. Very basic, very fundamental. Spent 45 minutes on goal setting. And afterwards, the owner came on and says, what was that about? I said, you watch. Your high producers, the ones that are going to stick around, the ones that are worth your time, are going to say, that was a good review. I can work on that. You know, I can always fine-tune and adjust that. What do the low producers say? The continual low producers? Oh, I've heard that before. Why don't we learn something new? And those are the type of people that are destined for failure. Critical that you understand your personal development program. Critical to understand that if you look at the biggest weaknesses in your life, you find a coach, you find a mentor. They pay for themselves 10 times over. They're going to increase how much money you make. They're going to increase your productivity. They're going to improve you. It improves customer retention. It improves employee retention. People stick around longer. Improves communication, morale, confidence. There's a plus side all the way around. Very important you understand exactly how that works. And then you ask yourself some pretty pointed questions. Are you competent? Are you? Can you answer these questions? You might want to freeze right here. These are pretty tough questions. About your product or service, you know the strengths and the weaknesses? Do you know the advantages and disadvantages? Do you know what percent of the market you have or your competitors have? Do you know why people are buying from you? Why they're loyal to you? Why they come back to you? Wow, if you don't know this information, you are not competent and you are just winging it. Do you know about pricing structure for you and your competitors? Delivery options, warranties, maintenance, product lines, finance terms, service records, guarantees, marketing and advertising strategies? This is powerful information that you need to know. Are you competent? Is the perception of you competent? Now, I know you're busy. I know a lot of things are pulling at your time. But this is long-term competence here. The more you know, the better you'll do, the more motivated you'll be. It's critical. Be competent. Always look to stay sharp and to sharpen that axe. Which reminds me of a great story. Two neighbors, they lived up in the mountains. Two men, actually. They were quite competitive. They always thought they were stronger than each other, always testing each other. One day, the first neighbor came out and challenged the second neighbor to a contest. Bring it on, thought the second neighbor. So here's the contest. They were going to chop wood for 3 hours to see who could chop the most. Kind of a man thing. So the second neighbor agreed to the challenge. So the first neighbor started out strong. He chopped and chopped and chopped. And the second neighbor only chopped for 10 minutes and then sat down under the shade of a large tree. First neighbor couldn't believe his neighbor's laziness. What's going on? He's going to win this for sure, he thought. The second neighbor continued to take these 10-minute breaks for every, 30, 40 minutes. And this first neighbor's like, lazy, can't handle it, not very strong. The first neighbor just plowed through for the whole 3 hours. The second neighbor would chop for a while and then would take a break under the tree. So the 3 hours had passed. And again, that first neighbor didn't even take a single break. But at the end, to his dismay, the second neighbor had chopped twice as much wood as the first neighbor. He couldn't believe it. Wait a minute, you took a break at least every hour. And without batting an eye, the second neighbor replied, I wasn't resting, I was sharpening my axe. So here's your homework this week. I want you to revamp your personal development program. I want you to know that as I study great persuaders and successful people, they're taking 5-10% of their income and reinvesting it into themselves. The CDs, the books, the seminars, the mentors. That is a sign of greatness. You do not have the time to figure it out on your own. So this week, identify the greatest weakness you have that is holding you back from whatever you want, from success, from your goals, and I want you to come up with a personal development program that is going to fix that weakness. Critical to your success. Reinvest in yourself. Come across as competent. When you add this one C of trust, competence, only the real competence, that's important, that's your personal development, but the perceived competence, those external things, you'll see an increase in your trust, your ability to persuade, and you'll see a big increase in your success.